Israel's defense minister says his country's military plans to increase operations in the Gaza Strip, focusing on a refugee camp near the Egyptian border. Israeli officials say Palestinian militants are using tunnels in that area to smuggle in weapons from Egypt. Now, Israeli tanks are moving in, and thousands of residents are evacuating the Rafah refugee camp. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
According to Israeli media reports, the army is poised for a major operation aimed at arresting Palestinian militants, shutting down weapons smuggling from Egypt, and isolating Rafah from the rest of Gaza. The army's plans include widening an Israeli-controlled corridor following the ambush of 7 Israeli soldiers in the Rafah area last week. They were among 13 soldiers killed in Gaza last week, one of the highest tolls for Israeli forces in many months. The violence also killed some 30 Palestinians, believed to include gunmen and civilians. Israeli newspapers quote the Army Chief of Staff saying that in the continuing operation, more Palestinian homes could be destroyed. The United Nations says last week, Israeli Army bulldozers flattened or damaged more than 80 buildings in Rafah and made more than 1,000 Palestinians homeless. Palestinian residents sought to enjoin further demolitions, but Israel's high court yesterday rejected their petition, ruling that the demolitions were justified as long as the buildings were deemed to endanger Israeli troops. In 3.5 years of fighting, the UN reports that more than 1,300 houses have been demolished or damaged beyond repair in Rafah, and that in all, more than 12,000 people have lost their homes. The Commissioner General of the UN agency that oversees Palestinian refugees said, quote, Israel is in grave breach of international law. Human rights groups have condemned housing demolitions as a form of collective punishment, and yesterday the practice drew a U.S. rebuke. Secretary of State Colin Powell said the U.S. opposed the policy and said it was not productive. Eyewitnesses in Rafah report anxious residents piling horse-drawn carts and trucks with mattresses, water tanks, clothing, and refrigerators as they prepare to flee. Israeli security officials say they are seizing on what they call an opportunity to, quote, create a new reality along the Gaza-Egypt border. Israeli newspapers report that the army is hoping to eliminate what it terms terror networks attacking Israel in advance of any possible withdrawal from Gaza. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has proposed evacuating Gaza of its 7,500 settlers and soldiers who protect them. More than 100,000 Israelis turned out for what was the largest demonstration in Israel in years Saturday, calling for an immediate pullout from the Gaza Strip.
That's NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem.